Okay.
And get rid of this message here. Okay. Well, long time no see, huh? Now I can't hear you.
Okay.
Now I can hear you.
Now? Okay, very good. So what we will do now is try to fix the phrase of the Zapatero first part into the rhythm, which is this.
Okay.
With this we have three videos. This is the first one. First.
Okay, is there something there? Not yet.
Then we have second.
Okay,
please,
first one.
Please put your sixth string on D.
Oh, I hate that. Okay.
It's easy. Drop just
D.
Just sing like the fourth.
Okay.
Okay, let me play something for you.
Someplace, but
And then we will play the slow with example one of that video.
Okay, now we studied this about a year ago, right?
I think so, but we never completed it from beginning to end with the rhythmic how it has to be. We maybe saw the fingers or the fingering, but the interpretation of it, we never did complete this thing from beginning to end how it is there. And to get there, we need to put it into compass, so we do 75 beats per minute.
Okay, so...
Let's say do at 78. If we count this on 4-4, 1, 2, 3, 4, then we will play this, say, for example, 1,
okay,
two,
now my the music,
three.
The music, did you send me music on this, or do I need to go find my old music?
No, I can't. Of course I send you music if you... I think you have it printed before, because as you mentioned, we maybe just read the notes beat or something without rhythm, right? Because we never hit with the rhythm. But you should have that. Otherwise, I can also send you that music here. Let me do the first
page.
Well,
it might be faster because... Some of that old stuff, my guitar case was getting so heavy. A lot of that old stuff, I put it on the shelf.
This is just for pages, I think, at most, or three. Look, this, this one.
Okay.
This is Zapatero. Now, one more, because I didn't click the note. Zapatero one. This one is. This is the first page.
Okay.
It will ask your password, of course.
Oh, shoot, the password business. You know, this password thing really gets in the way because...
I know it's a moderation, but the problem is that some people abuse of that.
Yeah.
And start selling the... Before, there were no passwords. And then when some guys start to sell the partitures around, the school got very much... Okay. Bothered about that, and they were upset because of this, and then they put the password even on me. I have to put my password. But if you keep it in a Word document there by the side, then it's easy.
Yeah, but it's in a different place. I wasn't prepared to get that. Okay.
Look, all the notes that we have from all the time you have played, also you are very organized.
I think
you have that in a Dotec.
Well, I do. And here, I've just about got the password. Not only is the password difficult, the username Bruce S.
Don't type it, just copy paste it.
Yeah, I know, I am.
This is what I do.
That's what I'm doing right now, but...
I never type it, because I don't type so well too.
I type awful.
I just put password, copy paste, and then that's all.
Okay. I should do it. It probably would have been faster to go find it on the shelf. Oh, it didn't like it.
If you want to just go and find it, and
let's do that. Let me go find it. Just a second.
Yes, it's a Patel page one page we need.
Okay, well now...
Perfectly. Okay, so that now we have first line and second line. So we have first line...
Hold it. I found my stack of paper. I found my stack of paper, but I haven't yet found Zapatero.
So search the page that says Zapatero. It says Zapatero in the upper part. Zapatero 1.
I need an index. Zapatero. We're getting close. That's page one, page two, page three. And it looks like one was floating in the water once. Okay, I got all three pages out.
Just the first one we need to
okay. So let's get started here.
Okay, look.
Okay.
We have these notes.
Okay. So the very okay. So we go 3, 2, 1. That doesn't sound right. Oh, three.
Okay, so first of all, we have three notes of bass, three notes of fingers, index minor 3D. No, we have three notes of bass,
with the
tone. And then we have index minor 3D. That's what it says there. So, it's bass, index, middle, and finger. That's right. So, that's the beginning, the first six notes. One, two, three.
Those are the four beats, the first four beats. 1, 2, 3, 4.
1, 2, 3. That's three, and then we have... So this is the thing. Okay. Thank you. those notes there are played resting, not pulling, as piano, like this. Exactly, not index middle, but middle index. Middle index, middle index. One, two, three, four. That's right. That's right, but except that this is resting. Yes, so it would be like this. Yes. Okay, repeat that again. One, two, three, four.
Are we still in the first phrase?
Yes, we'll first read the first bar. That's right, and now the second bar is with the finger thumb on the sixth string. We don't play sixth string now, but just from the fifth on, so we'll do two notes with the thumb. Okay, wait, it will be two notes with the thumb and then index middle ring finger. In this first part, the fingers index middle and ring finger stay on the third, second, and first string respectively. So, this is a way to play that as an arpeggio. The thumb is used for the basses, and the fingers in position of arpeggio are used for each string. So our index is always on the third to begin with, middle finger is on the second, and ring finger is on the first string.
Okay.
And then we play the chord. One. Yes, put the note there. That's good. And that's how we really learn a piece properly, because then we will focus in playing it right. First five notes, Bruce. One, two, three, four, five. That's right.
My fingers here. I'm just keeping the finger on the string. So on the third string, it's all annular.
We do thumb, index, middle, ring, finger. Yes, and then now we play appoggiato. So we have therefore a first part, which is this first bar, 1, 2, 3, 4. Then we have an 8-7 part, which is this, 1, 2, 3, 4. And two parts. Two parts both have arpeggio, but with the top. And a follado after the sixth note.
Talking about, are we on the second or first?
First bar.
Okay, the first bar.
First bar, the fingering is thumb, index, middle, ring finger, just that. And then after that, we will play middle index alternating. And then now middle, that note is middle finger.
Okay, so it's thumb, index, middle, ring.
And then middle index.
And ring, middle, index. Okay.
No, that note is legato. That note is pull up. It's played just once. Middle comprehends 1 and 0. Yeah.
What finger am I down here on? Index?
That's index, yeah. Because we play middle index.
Okay.
Middle index.
And then this is ring and then middle. And then index on second string.
So we'll do 1, 2, 3, 4. The last four notes are apoyado, resting. Look. So that's pulling. Apoyado means I rest on the other string, rest stroke. No, if I do middle apoyado, middle resting is this. I will rest on the second string, and then index, I will rest over the third string. That's the original piece, yeah. So,
so I play the open with the ring finger. The open first with the ring finger, but then when I do that with the middle, and then the index on the second string.
That's right. right, and that's the same thing, that's done twice. Little index, bigger index. Okay. That's right. Okay, now read the next bar. That is top thumb, index, middle finger.
Okay, it's thumb, index, middle, ring.
Yes, and now... Now we play... Again, the same thing with the thumb, index, middle, ring finger, and then middle, index, ring. Okay. Alternating middle index.
And then middle. Index. And the last note is middle?
It's middle. Index, middle, index. Same like the other thing. We have two notes. Because of the pull off.
Here. Thumb, middle, thumb, index, middle, ring.
And now, middle index.
Middle index. Okay. Thumb, middle, ring. No. Where am I? Thumb, index. Middle, ring,
and then
middle, index, I'm losing my train of thought. Thumb, middle, index, middle, ring.
And then just middle index alternating. Actually, it's two things. One is the arpeggio, the other is the phrase. The phrase that is picado or the scale plate is resting, and the arpeggio is pulling. The arpeggio of the first bar has 6 notes. The arpeggio of the second bar has 5 notes. It's the same. Yeah, so it means except that, the rest we play with the rules of the picado or the scale plate, which are middle index alternating. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
The last note is the middle finger then. The open first string is the
last
middle.
Last note is index, not me.
Well, see, that's where I'm getting off. So, we have...
Look, when you see it there, okay, let me show you. Put a mark on that. This is not difficult, but if we need to write it, will be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, the sixth note of the second bar, that is middle.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the sixth.
The sixth note of the first bar is middle. The seventh note of the second bar is index. The ninth note of the first bar is middle.
I don't know what's okay. Thumb, index, middle, ring. Okay, that's 6 notes. Yes.
That's 5 notes. Now the sixth note is middle apoyado.
Okay, middle, and that's the first fret of the first string.
That's right.
And then
that
we go
the
middle.
Now the seventh note, after that, which is a three.
And then we go index on the third fret of the first string.
That's right.
Okay, and then we pull off, and then the middle takes up the open.
That's first, right.
And the index then plays the third fret.
Yes.
And then pulls off. And then the last note is an open first string.
It's middle. is middle finger.
Okay, so the last note is the middle finger.
Yeah, because we do alternating.
Okay, okay. Well, that's what I had down, but I... Yeah, okay, so we're in agreement.
The third part is exactly same like the first one.
Okay.
Play that.
Okay, so we're back to... Everything on that phrase is thumb.
That's right. So this thing here, we have 0 5 5 5 5 5. That's 0 5 5 5 5 5. Those groups of fives are played with the fingers alternating.
Does it matter which finger I start with?
So it would be...
Okay, thumb and then alternating. Does it matter which finger I start with?
You can start, say, with middle, and then the next group will be with index, next group will be with middle, next group will be with index. That's the idea of the...
Okay, index, middle, etc., and then back to middle index. So we just keep alternating. Okay.
That's right. So now we have the phrase here. are switching fingers at the time. Those fingers there is finger 2, 3 and 4. The fingers of the first chord, I'm just using, if there is no red, it means it's the same finger than the fret. If there is red, then that indicates the finger of the left hand. The fifth note of the first bar is finger 4, Bruce, not 3.
Okay, and unfortunately I don't have color. It's black
but
and white.
But you know what is in here anyway? Because it is outside the line. It's not in any line. Okay. All the numbers you see which are not in a line is the finger.
All
it's
right.
easy.
Okay.
So I wanted to try with that.
In 2 weeks at the same slot.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, my dear.
Bye. Okay.